Hi again, this is Adam, web guy extraordinaire. You're listening to Is It Plugged In on talkradio.nyc. Thanks for joining us. It's Thursday at 2 p.m. And pretty soon, just to give you a heads up, the show will be potentially moving to Thursday at 3 p.m. in November. So adjust your calendar reminders. But so today I have the great pleasure of introducing a guest who I'm going to build up a little bit before I mention, because she's a local celebrity here in the Central Park West neighborhood of New York City, and I'm just really, really excited to have her. So today's episode is entitled Gifts of the Holy Spirit. So hopefully we can deliver on that gravitas. And I think, you know, really what we're talking about with gifts of the Holy Spirit is how miraculous grace can be in one's life. And so maybe you've noticed sometimes when you are just going through your day-to-day, you know, your daily routine, and you're not necessarily happy or unhappy. It's just, you know, course of being. And then, you know, something just occurs. You know, you didn't plan for it. You didn't look it up and schedule it. It just showed up in your life. And then kind of that through that led to something else that just showed up. And that's kind of really what we're talking about, is moving from a to me, you know, kind of victim mentality, that everything's happening to me, like a parking ticket or something like that, to a by me mentality, like I got this done, I earned this thing, to a through me kind of existence, where you're just, you know, you're just you authentically, and then, you know, life is just happening, and it's glorious and amazing and fun and exciting and leading, you know, sad at times, and, you know, the whole, you know, range of everything is occurring, but you are, even in the worst times, excited for it. And there's a path to get there, and it kind of just presents itself to you and kind of just gently, you know, holds your hand and accompanies you along it, right? So without, you know, really using any specific terms, I think why I'm so happy to have this particular guest today is because we both have an interest in a term called syncretism, which is really kind of saying that we're all one here on this planet, and that there are inalienable truths that exist across every culture, and that when you look at it from an anthropological view, everybody's talking about the same thing. And it doesn't matter, you know, what language you're using, what vocabulary you're using. You know, an object is an object, a chair is a chair, you know, the wall is the wall. Doesn't matter what you call it, that's what it is, and doesn't matter what word you use. And so, depending on what faith you may belong to, ultimately this syncretist view of the world has a lot of historical and factual and geographical evidence to support that we're all talking about the same thing, and that these energies and these spirits and these angels and these gods and these everything are all exactly identifiable by us as humans, that the unseen and the unheard and the unfelt are actually felt, seen, and heard. Given the opportunity to expand your knowledge base to the tools that are available with which to access them. So that's my best attempt to explain what's going on here in my mind here, but that's why I have Diane Rooney, Renaissance woman, who has really studied this stuff across the globe, here to talk a little bit about her life experiences, her practice of acupuncture, aromatherapy, and interfaith ministry here in New York City. And With that, I'd like to invite you to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Adam.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
So we're live on talkradio.nyc. The show is called Is It Plugged In? And that's kind of what I want, is to plug people in. You know, the monitor doesn't turn on if it's not connected to the wall. And I don't think we turn on if we're not connected to source. So before we really go into the meat of the show, I want everybody to know who you are and what you do and, you know, professionally. So if you could give us the rundown.
Sure.
Cool.
So I'm Diane Rooney, as you had mentioned. Right now, I make my living at being an acupuncturist. My acupuncture is a slightly different way about it because I bring healing to the session. So I incorporate all the tools that I've learned along the way. So in my acupuncture treatments, I might bring aromatherapy in. I'm a Reiki master, so I might take the oil, a particular quality in the oil, and match it to a quality of the acupuncture point and apply acupressure and Reiki to that point. I'm also a reflexologist, a licensed massage therapist. I'm also an interspiritual minister, so I may bring spirit or counseling or something like that into the session as well. So it's kind of, the bottom line is acupuncture, but it's all the tools that I bring with it into a session, and that's what I do for a living.
When it says here in your CV, diplomat of Oriental medicine, that really got me excited.
Really?
Because I know that the Eastern techniques of preventative, you know, what is it, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound. Does it go the other way around? I think the saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Right. So, I mean, we're paying a lot for these pharmaceuticals, and how much would we save for that ounce, right?
Yeah, so diplomat in Oriental medicine just means that I took the test and passed on Oriental medicine, which means the use of herbs as well and supplements to enhance the acupuncture treatment.
So you're really able to see somebody in a very holistic view. You can tell, you know, looking at them if they're posture is off, and if their posture is off, and it has to do with this organ internally or this, and everything's functioning together in this kind of, you know, kinesphere, right?
That's right.
And so, you know, all the tools that you have available to you, from the acupuncture training with the needles to the aromatherapy oils to the Oriental medicine with the herbs to bringing in spirit through, that's a form of channeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or in intuition.
And intuition.
It's just, yeah, I see it as, you know, the name of the show is Plugged In, and that's how I see it. It's just being plugged in, being present with my patient. And if I'm present, I can kind of vibe with what's going on with them at the moment. I get out of my head and tap into what's going on with them. So they might come with a physical issue, but it's really not a physical issue. There's something underlying it.
Right.
They may be aware or not aware.
And I think we all have that, and we maybe just don't always pay attention to it. Like, you know, when somebody walks in the room, you're like, oh, that person's having an off day.
That's right.
Right? And so you can actually read a lot further. I mean, there's facial, you know, just the way somebody's eyebrows furrow,
tells
so much about what they've been dealing with, right?
Or even their facial structure. There's a technique called interpreting face or face morphology, and you can see the entire life of somebody in their face by the lines in their face, by the marks on their earlobes, et cetera, et cetera. So we are walking libraries of our lives. And I'm just the researcher who looks into the book that they are. And they come to me for help. And I just pull out a tool that I have. I do have to have some intellect because I had to pass these schools and education, et cetera. But to apply it, to get out of my head and to apply it and help them find their way back.
Yeah.
Find their way back to wholeness.
How long have you been practicing here in Central Park West neighborhood?
16 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, you definitely have the volume of folks to really get your experience, you know.
Yes.
For those gamers out there, you know, her experience points are... Well, and that's why I said she's a local celebrity, because, you know, you're not just an acupuncturist. You're also a teacher. You also speak at conferences. You also... I mean, you're really... You're really leading the pack in a lot of ways. So, it's just really, it's an honor to have you here. I'm kind of gushing a little bit.
But, gush away.
Yeah. you know, I'm looking through the notes of the CV, and like, I see guided imagery. That's an interesting form of therapy too.
Yeah. Once again, we have everything we need within us. I'm just pulling things out, you know, not unlike Michelangelo talking about how did, you know, he carve the David. He said it was already in there and he just pulled it out, right? He carved it out. I'm just pulling out what's already in somebody. So, for instance, guided imagery is just using their images, their idea of color, their idea of sound, what speaks to them, their language, and to just reflect it back to them and kind of turn it into a healing way so that they can look at themselves and understand where they went off balance, where they, where the dis-ease started, and maybe to get back to that through their selves. I'm just a messenger. I'm just an instrument for them.
If I could be bold enough to say, I think you might, you know, in some ways be the Rosetta Stone of this language. You know, I think, you know, everybody gets these discs and tapes if you want to learn French or Russian or Spanish. But if you, you know, want to learn how to tap in, as you've said, to people and see, you know, root causes and then formulate a modality of healing, you know, a trajectory of healing for them, you know, visit Diane Rooney and check out her classes and check out her lectures and things. And, you know, there's, like I said, there's a path here. And if you're listening to this show, you know, Spirit is putting this in front of you. Here you are listening to us. So, it's not hard to find her because, you can type Diane Rooney into your Google box and she'll come right up. I think there's maybe only two or three other Diane Rooneys that came up, but none of them with the kind of credentials you've got. So it's easy to tell. When you look up Adam Weinberg, to my, you know, it's great for me, you know, I do come up, but I come up second because there's an Adam Weinberg who's the director of the Whitney Museum. So that's a pretty prestigious position.
Yeah.
And so every once in a while, I will get a call and somebody wants to put an installation in the Whitney, and I'll say, I'd love to do that. That sounds great to me. Let's meet and let's talk. And then, you know, then I have to admit that I'm not the Adam. This is not the Adam you're looking for.
But it's good for a second, right?
Yeah. No, it feel you know, and I feel connected in a lot of ways to art and things. So to be associated just by name to somebody like that is pretty cool. We're going to run into, it looks like we've got a commercial break coming up. And so here come the announcements.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Hi, my name is Dr. David Kaplowitz, president and head coach of Rock Spring Coaching, a sales and leadership development company helping small and mid-sized companies grow their business, and retain the business they already have. If you want to grow your business and retain the business you already have, you need to focus on leadership development, because leadership development develops confidence, enthusiasm, and authenticity. These are the key ingredients to growing and maintaining a strong sales force and client base. If you want more information regarding confidence, authenticity, and enthusiasm for you and your company, please contact us at rockspringcoaching.com or call us at 888-883-6863.
Gifts of the Holy Spirit, episode 20-something or other of Is It Plugged In? I'm your host, Web Guy Extraordinaire, or simply hashtag WebGuyX, except for on, I believe, Twitter, there's a guy from Japan who's got that, and he won't give it to me. I offered him money. He won't even respond. I offered him money in Japanese using Google Translate, and he didn't get back to me. So I know you're out there, hashtag WebGuyX on Twitter. We will meet one day. He's really into food. I know that, and aquariums. So, you know, it's interesting how we can be connected through things, and that's why, actually, Diane is here because of her connection with two of my previous guests, Khalif and David. And so, we actually just heard from David Kaplowitz.
David Kaplowitz. He's a coach. I actually hired him to coach me through my business blockage. And he was amazing. I have to say, my business increased probably triple fold after working with him, because he, you know, yeah, he could say, write a resume, do this, do that. But really, it's about getting into your head and where are your blocks? Where do you approach life as a victim, for instance? And he identifies that and helps you identify that in yourself so you can get rid of it and move on and be the powerful, creative business entrepreneur being that you are. So that's the kind of coach he is. It's great. It's a great experience.
Cool. Thanks, David. You know, when we do the pre-production for these shows, you know, we try to get... you know, folks from the guest personal network involved. And it's really cool when everybody rallies together to support this show. So, you know, I'm looking at the listener map right now, and I just want to give a shout out to those out there listening to the show. Thank you so much. As always, we have Woodbridge, New Jersey. Thank you once again. And, you know, this is a live call-in show. So if you want to seem less stalkerish, you know, just... You know, call in from time to time. I'm happy to hear from you. But we also have, it looks like, Seoul, Korea. And I'm maybe not pronouncing this right. Shenzhou, China. But hi to Germany. And hi to UK. So, I mean, it's like the other time zones over there.
Yeah,
like,
hi world.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. And so I think that's a great segue into... what we were talking about in pre-production is that your interest in, I mean, it's not just syncretism, but your interest in healing people, your call to service has brought you all around the world.
Yes.
And you've done mission work and things
yes.
like this. So what I wanted to know, first of all, like if we start at the beginning, is this something that somebody was talking about one day and you're like super curious, or did you have to like, you know, I mean, there was no Wikipedia. You know, even when I started getting into this type
of
stuff.
Yeah, so certainly not when I did.
Yeah, how,
a long time ago.
If for me, you know, for me, it started with, you know, out at music festivals, and somebody introduced himself to me one day as I Am. And I was like, oh, he's kind of weird. That guy over there, his name is I Am. And then, but, you know, when I came to realize he was walking with intention and what all that meant and everything, I was like, wow, there's a lot to what's going on. And that kind of like initiated me. So it was brought to me. Was it brought to you?
So I think really my awakening or opening was I was in college. I was about 19. And I remember looking at the stars, and something happened. My reality, self-reality shifted, and I just saw the cosmos in a different way than I've ever, ever, ever seen. And at that moment, I realized life wasn't as about me. There was bigger. There was more out there, and I was just a tiny speck. And it was such a profound realization. It changed my life forever. However, it went away. I finished college, and it came back around 26 with my commercial teacher. I was pursuing acting at the time, and my commercial teacher talked about this healing woman, Leia Syria, who teaches you the chakras and meditation and healing, and then she brings it to the community. So I joined her group. I learned how to meditate. I learned how to work with others in healing. I remember using the book by Gerald Jampolsky called Love is Letting Go of Fear, and how there's only two things in life, and that's fear and that's love. And everything falls under one of those two categories. And she took us to homeless shelters. At the time, AIDS was in full-blown epidemic proportions in the 80s. So we went to AIDS support groups. We went to battered women's shelters. We went to Rikers Island, worked with the prisoners. So that started my passion for just connecting with others that might not have that opportunity to go to a workshop, to pay for a workshop, which then inspired me to go to places in the world, like Guatemala, like South Africa, at an orphanage, like working with the Mayans, in India, working with the, let's say, less affluent people in a small village, and offering them, once again, self-healing techniques, how they can help themselves while I was giving them acupuncture for free, because they can't afford it. So that's how it all started.
There's something that's occurring to me right now is that my wife and I had attended a memorial service at Mother Cabrini Shrine in the cloisters up in, you know, around the Bronx. And so while we were there, we learned all about Mother Cabrini. And so, you know, you're talking about doing mission work where folks, you know, are in need. But at one time, Mother Cabrini had to come from Europe to here to help folks here in New York City who were in need. And I think she started like 64 hospitals in around the country and things like this. So that's why that, you know, they have this shrine to her. But I think we tend to think of ourselves here in America sometimes as like, oh, we've got our we've got our shit straight. But it wasn't always the case, and maybe isn't exactly so. And so wherever there's somebody in need, there's always going to be somebody called to help them. And I'm really proud to meet you and know that you were there for folks.
Yes, and you're right. There's the people in need everywhere, and you could be the most affluent person on the planet, and you still have needs. You still have wounds, imbalances. There are people that are wandering around with their pocketbooks filled with money, but are lost because they don't have that sense of peace, which is really what we're all looking for at the end of the day, right? Peace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like relief. I like satisfaction. I like joy.
Which brings you peace.
Yeah. And I think that's a recipe for it. And so we had scheduled at 2:25 to bring in a good friend of yours named Jeanette.
Yes.
And she's been listening for the last few minutes, I think.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi.
All right, there we go. Hi, Jeanette. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And so why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience with Diane Rooney?
Oh, wow. Okay. my experience with Diane Rooney. Well, I met Diane, gosh, what was it? I want to say 15 years ago, 14 years ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Through my mother at the time. My mom was a big advocate of acupuncture, and she introduced me to acupuncture when I was probably 16 or 17. And I started using acupuncture. And somewhere along the way, my mom found Diane and basically fell in love with her and was just amazed by her work and started paying for me to go to see Diane. So I started being treated by Diane probably in my 20s, my late 20s, and I was there while she treated my mom, and my mom had cancer. So she was a really integral part of our lives at the end of my mom's life.
Cool. Well, I mean, sorry, that's the wrong thing. I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Yeah.
But what comes out of, you know, having an experience where somebody comes in with a technique, you know, everybody's saying chemotherapy and pills and this and that, and you have somebody coming in with an alternative technique and you're seeing, you know, the results. Like, how do you frame that in your life?
Well, I think for my mom, to watch my mom be treated by Diane was a full experience. You know, it became a friendship. It became sort of probably my mom's safe space. It was meditative. And my mom was a very traditional woman in a lot of ways, but it was really pretty amazing to watch her embrace things like acupuncture. Because she saw how it worked. She started acupuncture before she even had cancer, so she saw the power of it. And when she would get treated with Diane, I really think she went into it with, you know, a lot of hope, a lot of open-mindedness. And the thing about it is that you can really feel the difference afterwards. You know, when you get treated by someone with the level of care that Diane can give, it's pretty impossible not to feel something when you're done. It's not like taking a pill or, you know, feeling depleted or waiting for, you know, a test result. When you have a session with her, by the time you're finished, when you get off that table, there's been a shift in some way. So it was really interesting to watch my mom really embrace that. Nice. Obviously, I wasn't seeing her for cancer, but I was seeing her for physical pain, and I was basically addicted to her once I saw the amazing work that she could do on my body. And it was really beautiful to watch the relationship that she had with my mom, because they were more than patient and you know, healer. They became friends, and she even came to the hospital when my mom was at the end of her life, and she treated her in the hospital. And it was really amazing that my mom still had hope for treatment in the hospital at that point, and that Diane, you know, included her in her day in a way that wasn't a traditional, you know, doctor appointment. She literally took her time out of her life and showed up at the hospital and brought her needles and sat with my mom and talked with her. And
I think
was
that,
part of those moments at the end with her, which is pretty beautiful.
Thank you, Jeanette.
You're welcome.
I think that that bedside manner is so important for a healer. I've been to some allopathic doctors that just, you know, anyway, without going in that tangent, thank you so much, Jeanette, for calling in and providing that testimonial. And
of course.
So glad to hear that you're addicted to Diane.
Jeanette, thank you.
Not to be. She's unlike any acupuncturist I've ever been to, and I've been probably about 15 to 20 in my life.
Wow.
Thank you.
Very, very gifted.
Wow. Well, hopefully we'll see you soon around the Central Park West neighborhood. And
thank you. And thank you for letting me call in and sending love to you, Diane.
Thank you, Jeanette. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was really nice.
That was very sweet.
So,
you know, Jeanette's mother was quite profound. She's underselling her. She really embraced life. She and everything that life had to give.
Wow. Wow. It's very fulfilling what, you know. Well, we have a commercial break, and we'll come back to the fulfillment stuff in a moment.
Employees driving you nuts? Fighting with your partner? Kids don't want your business? Do you just want to retire and relax with lots of money in the bank? Then sell your business now. Call me, Bob Dunphy, at Transworld Business Advisors today for more information. The number is 917-310-1088, 917-310-1088, or go online to tworld.com/Bob Dunphy. Transworld Business Advisors is the world leader in the sale of businesses and franchises. With more than 100 offices worldwide, Transworld connects buyers with sellers in any industry to get deals done. Selling a business? Call me, Bob Dunphy, at 917-310-1088. 917-310-1088. When it's time to cash out, give Transworld a shout.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is David Gazzone with Oak Tree Real Estate, located in Brooklyn Heights, New York. We are a family-run boutique agency specializing in the sale of residential property. What does boutique mean? It means we're not a listings mill, taking on more properties than we can honestly handle. We work with a few select clients at a time so we can provide you with the personal attention, dedication, and the aggressive marketing strategies you deserve to get your condo, co-op, or multifamily building sold for the highest price in the shortest period of time possible. Oak Tree Real Estate, our most important listing is yours.
Is It Plugged In on talkradio.nyc? Yes, that's right. You're listening to Is It Plugged In? You might think you were listening to The Conscious Consultant because I have Diane Rooney, acupuncturist, aromatherapist, inter-spiritual minister, really a candidate for Sam Leibowitz's show, The Conscious Consultant. What a phenomenal show he has, but I got to her first, which has been my modus operandi this month here at talkradio.nyc, is to scoop up the hot customers, not customers, but guests, before anybody else gets to them. And so I'm very happy to have Diane here. We were talking about the fulfilling work that she does, healing people around the world. We heard from Jeanette, and we were talking about your personal network. We just heard from David Gazzone.
Yes, David. David and I were in our same network group. He's wonderful. He's great, great personality. If you need a place in Brooklyn, call David. And then we heard from Bob before that. And Bob, I met Bob at the group as well, but I also met his wife because she loves acupuncture. And so I got to know Bob even more. And one of the things about Bob, he, you know, sells franchises. If you ever want, if you have something that you want to let go, he will find a buyer for you. But the thing that's special about Bob and why we connected is that he listens. He also is in the present, and he listens to his clients. And people want to be listened to. I think that's the bottom line. And that's what Bob does.
Yeah, every once in a while, like, I'm complaining, and if somebody could just be like, wow, I never thought of it that way, I would feel so much better, rather than, you know, you're wrong. It's really more like this, blah, blah, blah.
That's ego, right?
So I think I really wanted to go in the direction of this syncretism thing. It seems like we have a scheduled call. Well, I know we have a scheduled call with another friend of yours named Leslie.
Yes.
And so is Leslie on the line? Hi, Leslie. Can you hear us?
Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hey there. How
welcome
are you?
To the show.
Reverend Leslie.
Oh, Reverend Leslie. Welcome to the show.
And so, it's Reverend Diane as well.
Yeah. So, Diane was telling me during pre-production that you guys have known each other for most of your lives.
No, that would be Jeannie.
Oh, Jeannie, okay.
Leslie and I met at the seminary school. We both became deans at the first-year deans at the seminary school together, and we connected immediately, right, Leslie? I think.
We absolutely did.
Yeah.
And now I get to be her roommate each month when I come into town, so...
Oh, that's
it's
so cool.
A wonderful experience to be a dean with Diane.
Aw, thanks.
Well, usually when we come to this segment of the show, we're about halfway through, and what I tend to like to hear is like little anecdotes, something about Diane that she's maybe a little too humble to say herself. Would you like to share anything?
Well, Diane is actually amazingly resistant to tooting her own horn. So almost any story about Diane is going to be one that she, it takes a little doing to pull it out of her. I think that each time that I go back and think about the work that she's done in terms of using her vacations to treat people in Central America, to go for 10 days and to live in a, pretty primitive and rural environment, seeing hundreds of patients in a short amount of time with a group. It's really not most of our idea of a vacation, but, Diane does this all the time.
And you come back rejuvenated from something
year.
Like that.
Yeah.
Rejuvenated and sometimes with digestive issues.
Wow.
Which we're hoping you can fix for yourself.
That's right. That's right.
So when we think about Diane at seminary, one of the things that always comes up is this incredible generosity and concern for people who are often forgotten in our daily lives. They're out of sight and sometimes out of mind, except for people who really have social justice and the world's betterment on their mind. So that's Diane, actually.
Thank you, Leslie.
Yeah, that was really
You're
nice.
Welcome.
Thank you. So as somebody at the seminary and as a dean, she's pretty connected to this syncretism thing.
Leslie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right? Leslie is very talented in her own right. She's a psychotherapist extraordinaire. She brings in, she also taps in, is present with her clients and operates at a whole different level than just the psycho-emotional level. So she's
I really wanted to get into some of those levels today in the show, and it looks like we got about 20 minutes to do so. And so one thing that I had, well, first of all, I should tell you guys listening, and also shout out to California and Texas and New Mexico. And, we've got a lot of listeners today. It's really cool. Diane's sitting here with her little Tao Te Ching Lao Tzu book. And so I wanted to start, for those of you unfamiliar with Taoism, there's a little story called The Tao of Pooh, and it's like the Winnie the Pooh version of Taoism. And the one page from that, my friend Kim turned me onto this. She said, Piglet wants to go, Winnie the Pooh wants to go visit all the friends in the neighborhood. And Piglet says, but we have no reason to. It's not my birthday. It's not their birthday. It's not, a holiday. We can't just drop in on them. And Winnie the Pooh says, why not? It's Thursday. So
exactly.
Like the Tao thing, you know, I think we were talking outside about maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
That's
you
right.
know, like any particular situation, you know, sometimes we don't know if it's good or bad. It might seem good. Might seem bad, but maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
Right.
So you had something you wanted to share from Lao Tzu?
Yeah. I mean, I love Chapter 8 because it has to do with water. And the whole idea of Taoism is the Wu Wei, is to do without doing. Alan Watts talks about being in a sailboat versus a rowboat. You're both getting to the... They're both getting to the shore, but one you have power without force, and the other one you're forcing your way to that to the bank of the river, whatever it is. So in Taoism, to be in the Tao is to be like Pu, to be in Thursday just because, and. To comment on it takes you out of the Tao. So the best way, the best analogy I can come up with is how do we wrap our Western intellectual heads around being in the Tao but not being in the Tao, which Tao Te Ching, for those that know, is just filled with paradox. And the answer is be like water. Be like water. Water is forceful. Water is good. Water can be deadly. Water can be powerful, but if the one thing water does is it just finds the path of least resistance, it just is. If there's a big mountain in its way, it will just simply flow around the mountain with the least possible resistance that it can find. And so I try to live my life, I try to live my life like water, as it says in Chapter 8, and to just... Be in the flow, be in Wu Wei.
And I've had a lot of experience myself with this mindfulness practice, I would say. Way of life, you know, it similar in, for those of you unfamiliar, similar in a way to Buddhism. It's, you know, what we were talking about, what I had mentioned at the beginning of the show, that have you ever just kind of you weren't really paying attention, you were just going about your business, and then something amazing happened, right? But then all these times where you're really focused on how awful or good things might be, nothing's going on, because it just, like, your attention to it, as Diane just said, commenting on it takes you out of it. So, you know, as you may have noticed, when you're really focused on where you're at, you're not going anywhere, because you're where you are. And, you know, so the thing about it, though, is where it brought me, you know, is to recognize the, I want to say, spiritual weaponry that people, an arsenal that people have of techniques and tools, be they prayer work or mantra, you know, sangha would be group prayer work, ways of accessing either energies from the cosmos or power from within. I don't, you know one way or another, specifically what it works, but how, you know, what it is that's being accessed to really define it. I don't think I'm qualified necessarily to say so, but what I do know is that I can feel it and I can see it in action. So for example, when I get in my car, I say in my mind or sometimes out loud, Archangel Michael, please ride with me, surround this vehicle with purple light, and help guide me with grace and ease to my destination. And you know what? I haven't been in a traffic jam in 3 years. So, you know, it's nice to have a passenger in the car and to share my musical choices with, who's not going to change the station. But we have some commercials. And when we come back, we'll hear your Diane's experiences with where Wu Wei has... brought her.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Demers, a tapping into wealth coach. Do you ever get super frustrated feeling like something's holding you back from having more wealth in your life, but you just can't seem to figure it out, and your efforts to save more money are ineffective? Well, what if I told you that you may have hidden money blocks that are directly limiting and sabotaging your ability to earn more, and to keep that wealth. As a Tapping Into Wealth coach, I help people to uncover the hidden money programming that's limiting wealth. You can find me at jeanniedemers.com if you need help uncovering and clearing your money blocks.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Hello, this is Mark Torres.
And Pronto Comics' own Dominic Sperano.
And listen to our show, It Came From the Radio, right here on talkradio.nyc, every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We talk about entertainment, movies,
comic books, and other news.
So make sure you check us out. That's right here, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Wednesday, talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
I'm Katya, and I'm the founder of Executive Mind, a tutoring practice where we specialize in visual processing, reading comprehension, and speed reading. Ever since I was a little girl and I knew how to read words, I wanted to know what else a person had to do in order to make sense out of text. I didn't have a problem decoding. I had a problem understanding. I faked comprehension for years, all the way through high school, up until college, and then I realized that there was something I could do to improve my comprehension. It's no wonder I dedicated my life to helping young readers, much like myself, to make sense out of text. At Executive Mind, we take your little reader's problems seriously, and we take great care of them. To schedule a free appointment with me, head over to executivemind.net for more info, and that's executivemind.net.
Welcome back once again to Is It Plugged In? You can find me, Web Guy Extraordinaire, Adam Jeffrey Weinberg, by searching hashtag WebGuyX. And you can find Diane Rooney by looking at talkradio.nyc. This live show will be a podcast within a few hours, and all the information and links to her website are there in case you have trouble finding it. Not necessarily that you would, but just to be safe, go to talkradio.nyc, and while you're there, click around, check out some of the other shows. And so welcome back. We were talking about some things, but before that, we had really a tremendous amount of support from your personal network to help produce this show.
Yes, that was Katya Sieberson. She's a tutor, and once again, out-of-the-box kind of person. She really plays with the children. I mean, anybody can get tutoring, but she works with children. And she plays with them and makes it a fun experience so that they can learn and also find out where their blockages are and what keeps them from excelling in their educational process. And she does it in such a fun, light way. Jeannie, which will segue right into the synchronicity subject that you wanted to bring up. I've known Jeannie for 35 years, and if there's anybody who lives in Wu Wei It's Jeannie. If there's anybody who lives a life of synchronicity, it's Jeannie. She walks her talk. She is so in the present. She doesn't stress over things. She doesn't, if I may say this, Jeannie doesn't even think about what can go wrong, which is why it doesn't. She lives in the flow. She just, life unfolds for Jeannie. She has moved all over the country. She has done different jobs. She has settled in on tapping, which has really been wonderful for her
EFT?
And for those that work with her.
Yeah, EFT is super cool.
Yeah. So anyway, living a life of synchronicity, that would be Jeannie. And maybe perhaps that's where we connect.
Yeah. I that's really, I think, has been the keystone of today's show is that there's something really connecting all of us, and so you've seen that throughout the world, as you were telling me, folks following, I think it's the seven rays.
Yeah, the seven. Well, there's yes, the seven rays is a theosophical approach to understanding. You were talking about the cosmos or what's within. It's really all the same. It's no different.
Mm-hmm.
And the seven rays are simply a way that we can understand qualities of this divine oneness, this allness, this Taoistness, if you will, in seven different aspects. Because we have Western minds and brains, and we try to, you know, delineate things. So these are just delineations of qualities of energies that help us understand ourselves, those we come in contact with, our relationships, and the world. And they're all, there's a spiritual aspect to it, a soul aspect, a personality, emotional, physical, brain, mind,
yeah, I think there's like, there's 12 on 12 on 12 on 12. So
yep.
I got 12 months.
Yes.
We've got 12 systems in the body, the skeletal, the endocrine, you know. So everything has got this kind of like 12 thing. And you're like, why 12? Why not 10? Well, because if you take a circle and you cut it in half, you got 2. And if you cut it in half again, you got 4. And if you cut it in half again, you got 8. And if you cut it in half again, somehow you got 12, not 16. So it's just how you divide a circle. And so that's why we have our months, right? And that's, you know, but like, so we've, if you want to believe in evolution or if you want to believe in divine planning, right? Either way, there's a connection. So like, if you want to, you know, when people mention chakras, for those of you unfamiliar, you know, these are referred to as like spiritual energy points. But like, I like to just think about it biologically, like where the nerves come out of my spine to control my heart is one chakra, and where the nerves come out of my spine to control my stomach and my intestines is another chakra. And, you know, you can kind of feel like, well, when your heart hurts because of sadness, right? Like you feel that. And when it feels great because you're excited, you feel that. And same thing with your stomach. Like when you feel hungry, you feel desperate. And you're willing to do just about anything, depending on how hungry you get. But if you feel satisfied and full, right, then anybody could be like, oh, I want to go to the park. Okay. I want to go climb a mountain. Okay. I want to go swimming. Okay. But if you're hungry and they're like, oh, and you're like, no, we've got to go to McDonald's, you know? So like,
McDonald's.
You know what I mean? Like it's these balances. And so when people talk about chakra balancing, like, you know, it's kind of a little easier to go in a biological direction, but at the same time, people have these really powerful spiritual tools towards accessing energy that works below the conscious willpower, right?
Yeah.
So we have about 2 minutes to kind of
unpack that.
We'll have
statement.
Another show with Diane.
So the nerve plexus that feed these vortexes, these huge vortexes, 7, 12. There's so many chakras that we have. Is just a reminder that mind, body, is the same, as above, so below. Acupuncture points are no different than chakras. They are tiny little whirlpools of vortexes of energy with qualities not unlike a chakra all over the body. So it's the same kind of thing, and they remind these kinds of things on our body, including the numbers you were talking about, 12 or 7. That's a math. That's Pythagoras was on about that, right? The nerve plexus that feed the nadis, which is the etheric counterpart to the nerve plexus, are one and the same. So this whole idea of science and spirituality is where my passion is right now, because there is no difference. It's our job now in the 21st century, I think, or at least it's my job, to bridge the two and to find where those things connect. So, yes, you're hungry, and yes, you love, and one you can measure and one you can't measure, but they're both real. So what is that? And that's the quest that I'm particularly on. And how do I bring that into my healing, and how do I help others heal themselves with that knowledge? So
well,
I don't know.
Let's
unpack that.
Let's take that. How do you do it? And let's take that in the direction of what I learned, which was, if you'd like to out loud or in your mind, ask the angels for help. Don't be specific about how, and then let it go.
Correct.
That's so.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, I'm choked up now. That's a show. It was episode something or other, Gifts of the Holy Spirit. We talked about syncretism and acupuncture and the amazing Diane Rooney. And if you are into having somebody heal you, but you want it to be a celebrity, some people, you know, have a penchant for, you know, the best and the best and the best. So Diane's one of those.
Oh, thank you.
So yeah, look her up, look me up, look up talkradio.nyc on social media, check out some of the other host shows, and I'll see you next week.
What is website optimization? In plain words, it is all the technical things we do to your website to make sure Google ranks you highly so you can be found by potential clients. Some things we will optimize are title tags, meta description, site speed, sitemaps, images, much more. In fact, we will optimize you for over 200 different Google ranking signals. If it all sounds super technical, don't worry, we are experts. We have already helped hundreds of business owners just like you. So contact us today for your free evaluation. You have nothing to lose but customers.
Visit our website, heraldsquareseo.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
What's that?
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on the Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.